Very good. Thank you, sir. We're going to move on to number 7, Western South Dakota Shooting Sports Complex. We'll hear from Mr. John Canta, who is here in person. Welcome, Mr. Canta.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief for the Department. I'm pleased to be able to give you a brief update today on the South Dakota Shooting Sports Complex. Just as a reminder, we're setting out to build the largest shooting sports complex in South Dakota and one that will rival pretty much anything in the nation. So a big effort here, big project, and we're super excited about it. The complex is going to provide a safe, designated place for individuals, youth and families, as well as school groups and shooting sports groups to learn gun safety and practice in a welcoming, safe environment. And we're going to offer pretty much anything you can think of in the shooting sports here. Long-range sporting clays. We're going to have action bays that will allow for tactical, three-gun, and other shooting activities like that. We're going to have bunker trap and skeet, 50 and 100-yard lanes where folks can shoot pistols and rifles or shoot on paper to sight their guns in, things of that nature. And just, again, pretty much anything you can think of in the shooting sports world. We will have a nice building on-site. And some of the features of that building, it will have an indoor range that will offer air gun and archery opportunity. There'll be meeting space and room to hold club group meetings and classes and things of that nature. So really nice facility there as well to kind of complement the greater range that we're building. Just as a little reminder, the last time that we came to the commission would have been in March of 2022, where we asked for your blessing to go and purchase property from the Parks and Wildlife Foundation, and you did grant us that authority. So we purchased 400 acres north of Rapid City, about 11 miles into Meade County. Since that time, GOP staff have been working hard to check boxes and get this thing ready to put it out for bid. I'm really pleased to announce that we've been able to get the environmental assessment done, and we've been awarded a finding of no significant impact by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We've obtained all of our permits from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and so we're all set with them in order to do construction on the property. And then lastly, we worked with the Meade County Commission to relocate a section line on the property that was in such a place that wouldn't allow us to construct as we wanted to. So we got a 5-0 vote from the Meade County Commission to go ahead and relocate that section line and proceed with construction here. So that's a great thing. Just continuing with some updates here, we are continuing to finalize design plans. In fact, I have a meeting tomorrow. We'll put kind of some of the finishing touches and last minute input with the engineers and such so that they can keep working on those plans and get them to their final state for a meeting on February 15th. And that is with the building committee. So there's a committee assigned to this project. Secretary Roebling and Director Kirschman sit on that committee, as well as Commissioner Beast from the commission here. And so that'll be kind of a final approval before we put this project out for bid. And we are planning to put it out for bid in late February with a bid opening in mid-March. And then if all goes well, and I know it will, we're going to start construction here in May of 2023 with a projected completion date of October of 2024. So we want to be open and fully operational by fall of 2024 here. Just continuing, I wanted to touch a little bit on Meade County and just let you know that we have worked closely with Meade County and continue to do so. That's important to us. It's in Meade County. They're going to be partners into the future here. And so we continue to listen to their questions that are concerns or thoughts and work real closely with them. And that most recent example of the section line and the commission voting 5-0, I think, is a great example of that. The commission did pass an ordinance here a few months ago in regards to public shooting ranges. So we're currently reviewing that ordinance. And we're prepared to provide the county with any information that they need. And that ordinance does require that we get a permit to build and operate this shooting sports complex, or at least a portion of it. And so we'll work with them to get that done and get that in place so that we can move forward. One of the other things I wanted to mention is neighbors in the area here. We do continue to meet with those neighbors, those that would like to meet with us, listen to any of their thoughts or concerns or ideas or, in some cases, excitement about the project. And just a couple of examples. So the closest individual to the range, he's about a half mile away. He did express some potential concerns with dust and noise, and so a project we're working on with him is to plant some trees on the property to act as some kind of a dust barrier and knock down some of that noise that we anticipate might happen when the range is built. Another is a gentleman that came to us and said that he always trailed cattle through the property with the previous owner. And so we've worked with him to assure that he'll continue to trail his cattle through the property. If need be, we'll shut down the range while he's coming through. And in fact, when we've installed the perimeter fence, and that is up in place, he was on site to show us where he'd like some gates so that he could go through with the cattle, and we did install those. And lastly, just as an example, we are working with the surrounding neighbor on grazing management and water development. So we're talking right now with him about potential water development so that he can graze his pastures as he so chooses. So again, just a quick update and kind of on the side of all of that happening, we continue to raise funds for the project, and we're going to make a big effort here starting soon. I'm working with Nick Harrington to kind of provide regular updates as this goes out for bid and we start construction, and really to keep folks updated, keep that excitement going, and continue to raise funds to keep this project moving forward and again open up fall of 2024. I would take any questions you might have.
Absolutely. Yes, Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, John, very much. That's a good presentation. The road that goes by the shooting range is a county road, I'm assuming.
Yes,
do
ma'am.
They do dust control on that, or is that something that you will be working with the county as far as putting the mag water, as I call it, that will also help keep the dust down? Is that in the proposals?
Through the chair, Commissioner Bartling, yes. So it's Elkvale Road that runs on the west side of our property and will run along the range. Yes, we've been in discussions with the county. They currently do maintain that road and lay mag water. Secretary Roebling provided them with a letter this time, well, maybe February last year, somewhere in that time frame, committing us to helping with maintenance on that road and that mag water to keep the dust down. We're ready to step up and help, and we've got a number of other situations, mostly on our park side, where this is nothing new to us,
right.
And so, yeah, we're happy to help with that and ready to do it.
Any other questions? John, I want to go back to the fundraising. I know there were some entities that were going to donate and give some funds for that. Where are we in meeting our goal, and can you remind us of some of the different organizations who have given to the project?
Yeah, thank you. This, Madam Chair, a great opportunity to recognize some of those folks. To date, we've raised just about $2.8 million for the project, and we're setting out to raise just as much as we possibly can towards that goal of the total project cost. And we'll get a really good idea, we will know as we get this bid what the project's going to cost. Up until this point, it's just been estimates. But a number of the folks giving in are NGOs, Safari Club International, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, the Wild Sheep Foundation, local business owners. One that really surprises me but is awesome and they're very tuned into shooting sports is Pizza Ranch. The owners of Pizza Ranch in Rapid City, they were one of the first ones to step up with a $20,000 check. The Youth Hunting Adventures Group. We have a private donation from a family in East River. There's just been a number of folks that have stepped up and continue to commit to providing donations into the future. So, for example, Youth Hunting Adventures wants to make an annual donation. Even Pheasants Forever, the local chapter there is making annual donations. One I should have mentioned was the Commando Store. It's actually an online storefront. They do have facilities in Rapid City where they have kind of warehouses and such. They love the project, and what they have is on their website. They've got information about the project, but they've got a roundup and opportunity to donate. They've been averaging about $2,000 a month that they're sending us in donations just from folks on their website wanting to kick in on the project. And they've been supporting us with help in advertising, getting the word out, so they've been great to work with. I know I'm forgetting some folks, but yeah, lots of interest on a national level. Sorry, I'm rambling on now, but Federal Ammunition has kicked in some money, and so yeah, lots of folks stepping up. And I think There's been a number of folks that have committed but not yet wrote a check, and I think a lot of those are waiting for us to get this out for bid and to see that dirt turn. That's going to be their signal to kick in and jump in on the project.
Wow, excellent. Anyone else?
Yeah, Commissioner.
This is Commissioner Spring. I was wondering how much of the Pittman Roberts money is there available for this job? There enough there to get going good and finish it, or how far are you on that?
Through the chair, Commissioner Spring. Yes, we do intend to use PR funds, and you heard Chris talk a little bit about that in regards to shooting sports and, of course, the complex out west here. The department right now has discussed kicking in somewhere in the range of $2.5 to $3.5 million of PR funds. So that's where we're at right now with the funds from Pittman Robertson.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Good job. Thank you, John.
Thank you.